As the sponsor of the bill in the legislature, you had seen courts throw out a couple of your previous efforts. Are you pretty comfortable now that this is going to be the law of the land for some time? And does it solve the problems you want to most solve or wanted to?
Well, we tried to learn our lesson from having earlier legislation thrown out by courts, and when we put this bill together, we specifically researched and made sure that all of the provisions that were in the bill had been upheld by courts elsewhere. So that gave us some assurance that we had at least a likelihood of success in the courts. And so, each step along the way, the courts have upheld it, and we haven't been surprised, but we've been very grateful.
Well, I remember when you were in the Senate and when you were arguing this bill, one of the things you pointed out was that every provision in it had been upheld in the court system at some point. So there wasn't anything in there that you had any doubts would be upheld ultimately, was there?
Well, we knew it was going to be attacked, and when you have legislation that's being attacked, if the Attorney General's office can point to court decisions elsewhere upholding similar provisions, it sure strengthens his hand. And so that's we wanted to make sure that we put the Attorney General in the best possible position when it came time to defend the bill in the court system.
I remember when this was argued in September, the attorney for the adult businesses was saying that already the law had put several places out of business and had caused a lot of economic harm to the ones that were remaining. I gather that doesn't really bother you one bit, does it?
Well, we just wanted to have a, common sense bill that implemented restrictions that had been put in place elsewhere. And, I've always believed that there were, be some that would stay in business and some that would go out of business, without a doubt. But I'm hopeful that now that the Supreme Court has upheld it and it's kind of toward the end of the line on the legal challenges, that more local governments will decide to enforce the law now that it's unambiguous and the courts clearly stated that it is enforceable.
Well, if you were still in the legislature, is there another step you'd like to take beyond this?
No, I think it's time to sit back and watch and make sure that, that there is local enforcement going on. That's it's time to. These tools are now in the toolbox for local law enforcement, and it's time for them to step up and enforce the bill. So that would be what I would probably do if I were in the legislature now, is just leave it to the local law enforcement to enforce it. And if they fail to do so, then we might have to go back and look at other changes.
Some prosecutors look at some laws and decide, well, this isn't really a big enough issue for me to waste my time on. I gather you would say that this is certainly a significant enough issue that a prosecutor should take action if somebody does file a complaint.
I think that in most communities elect their prosecutor. In fact, I guess all Missouri counties elect their prosecutor. And my sense is that the majority of the electorate would want prosecutors to enforce this bill.